husband 5. My groom, her husband part 5, then my phone erupted with dozens of text messages from Hudson, each one dripping with impotent rage. A smirk tugged at my lips as I powered down a device. Ignoring him felt like the best response I could muster. I chose to treat these 5 wasted years as a hard-earned lesson. Moving forward, I would focus on loving myself and caring for my mother. After more than 10 hours of flying, we finally touched down at our destination. Only then did I switch on my phone, and it buzzed incessantly with countless unread messages. My hands tingled from the relentless vibrations. Tossing the phone onto the table, I took a full 10 minutes to unpack, deliberately regaining my composure. I didn't even bother opening Hudson's 99-plus unread Facebook messages. Instead, I blocked him and deleted our chat history without a second thought. But I found myself replaying the live stream as sent by the smaller Feynland chiefs, captivated by the unfolding drama. When the moment finally arrived for the bride to make her grand entrance, I was, of course, nowhere to be found. Hudson stood at the altar, confusion etched on his face, waiting for a bride who would never come. The delivery of a black and white cardboard cutout of him, accompanied by an oversized portrait, shattered his illusion, revealing my clever ruse. The guests erupted in disbelief, their murmurs echoing throughout the venue. Hudson's parents were livid, their faces flushed with fury. Thankfully, they had a backup plan. Harper waiting in the wings. In a desperate attempt to salvage the situation, Hudson abandoned the traditional wedding sequence and dragged Harper onto the stage. Though Hudson's parents were furious, they held their tongues at least for a while. But halfway through the ceremony, the simmering tension erupted. Someone in the crowd recognized Harper and exposed her true identity. She wasn't marrying into wealth. She was a woman discarded by a previous wealthy suitor, burdened with debts totaling 2 or 3 million. Far from being a mistress, she was merely someone left to fend for herself, using Hudson as her means of escape. The humiliation was too much for Hudson's parents. In a fit of rage, they began hurling plates and dishes at Harper, their faces contorted with fury. Still oblivious, Hudson threw himself in front of her, shielding her with his body. In the scuffle, both ended up with bleeding foreheads, a testament to the chaos unfolding around them. Harper's family, witnessing their daughter attacked at her own wedding, retaliated by flinging anything they could grab back at Hudson's parents. Chaos erupted as both sides descended into a full-blown brawl. The venue transformed into a war zone, with plates and glasses shattering and guests screaming in panic. As I watched the mayhem unfold through the live streams, I couldn't help but grin. Hudson had believed he could have it all, a perfect bride and a flawless wedding. Instead, he had unwittingly dug his own grave. I scrolled through the thank you messages from the Aflosius, feeling a sense of satisfaction washed over me. Miss, you are incredible. I only had 20,000 followers before, and now I've skyrocketed to 150,000. If you have any more juicy drama, please reach out. You are my lucky charm. You are a goddess. This is my new traffic gold mine. After settling my mother in and preparing for bed, my phone rang again. It was Hudson. I braced myself for the tirade I expected, but was taken aback by the grievance and helplessness in his voice. Aubrey, why are you being so cruel to me?